1029.com podcast.
Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, Apple unveiled its long-awaited tablet computing device yesterday. It is called the Tampod.
No.
Or something like that.
iPad.
Now, silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show. To go.
Hey, good morning, Garner. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Bright and early, you know how it is.
Yeah, what do you do? Where do you go? What do you do at this time of day?
Well, today is an early day because I make deliveries. So I'm covering for another guy today who starts at 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no, I'm working at 5 in the morning.
So what, you're delivering product to stores, convenience stores? What do you deliver?
I deliver products to convenience stores.
I often see those guys and...
Tasty beverages.
Gotcha. Are you the Coca-Cola man or the Pepsi man?
That's for you to know.
Don't want to say because you're not supposed to be talking on the phone, right?
Oh, I can do whatever I want.
Now, you don't have to say which of the giant soft drink companies you work for, but do you prefer the other one over the one you work for?
Hell no.
No?
No, I don't even order it.
Well, so if you're in a restaurant that only serves the other one, what do? Do you spit on the floor?
No, I'll have an iced tea.
Uh-huh.
That will be my backup plan.
Okay, so, but
there are people in the plant that won't even let you have the other product in their house.
Oh, they're that hardcore?
They're that hardcore.
Wow. So what happens if your company lays you off and the other one calls you up and says, look, man, can you get behind the wheel this morning? We got product piling up in the warehouse. We need someone with your skill, your expertise to get out there on the roads and deliver it. Do you say, screw you, man, I play by my own rules? Or do you take that gig?
I'm not that hardcore. If I was really desperate for money, I would take whatever job gave me an opportunity.
Okay, how much free product do you get every month?
We don't get free product, but we get not too bad of a cut.
A cut meaning what? Cash?
No, the discounts off it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Because sometimes you hear about those guys that work for the breweries and they get something like 24 beer a week or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I know about that, too. That's why the Molson plant had to close down.
Too much freebie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what would prevent you from getting a free 2-4 on Friday afternoon and then setting up like a little Kool-Aid stand at the end of your driveway and selling that box of 24 beer that in the store would probably be how much? $40?
Something like that, I guess. Yeah,
you sit at the end of your driveway every Friday and sell it for $15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a horrible business plan.
The Garner Andrews Show. To go. From Sonic 1029.
Hang on just a second here. What were you calling about? I can't remember.
I called in because I almost got into an accident yesterday because I was laughing so hard when you talked about the life insurance commercial.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to know, did you get a chance to see how fast it was? Because seriously, yeah. I totally agree. It's like, hello? Hey, it's Roger. You got life insurance.
Well, here, let's pretend here. Here, you pretend that you're the old lady, okay? You answer the phone.
Okay. All right. Hello?
Mom, I bought life insurance.
Hey, it's Roger. He just got life insurance.
See, that's how fast it would have to go down.
I know.
This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 1029, the Garner Andrews Show to go.
Hi, you were talking about weird commercials and odd products.
Well, we talked yesterday. Somebody called in about Vince from ShamWow or Slap Chop, and we got talking about those commercials and how they are absolutely horrible commercials with a douchey-looking pitch man, but yet wildly successful. And you have to wonder, was that by design? Did they pick Vince from ShamWow because he looks a little bit DB?
I don't know. What I was thinking was, have you ever seen the commercial for the Sani Wipe?
Walk me through it.
Well, the product itself is basically a long wand that holds onto your toilet paper, so it makes it easier to...
Oh, yes. Yourself. Yeah.
And there's a woman in there says that toilet paper, well, it's so archaic, and how wonderful it is to finally have this product.
I don't know. There are two things that will never, ever be improved.
No.
The
really.
Wheel and toilet paper. You know what I don't want to see when I come over to your house? I don't want to see reading materials in your bathroom. I don't care that you read on the toilet. I just don't want to know. I don't want to be standing there doing a number one and looking down and seeing that you're reading cooking magazines. I don't want to picture you reading on the can. Hide that stuff away. I also do not want to see your Sani wipe.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrew Show to go.
Have you seen this new Walmart commercial?
The clown one?
Yes! Oh my god! I couldn't stop laughing last night. I almost wet the bed. I was laughing so hard.
I was on a broadcast discussion board the other day, a radio forum, and somebody was talking about it on there and how those ads should be pulled because they're creepy. And no, those should stay. Way to go, Walmart! I think that's brilliant. It's I'm going to post the link. If you haven't seen this commercial, I'm going to put the link to this Walmart commercial in my Twitter right now. Just follow Garner Andrews. Have a look at this. I don't even know what the commercial's about, but I laughed my off the other day when I saw it.
I still can't stop laughing. The look on that guy's face, oh man.
And he's screaming, screaming right in that five-year-old girl's face.
It should have been a MasterCard commercial because that commercial is priceless. Okay.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go.
Hi, Garner. I have a nomination for worst commercial guy ever. The old Canadian Tire ads, they had that guy with the gray hair and glasses and beard, and he always had the best tools and was like, came across as a big condescending jerk to his neighbors. Oh, well, I've got this tool that'll do that way better than your tool.
Yeah, and
fired by Canadian Tire because people hated him so much. That's my pick.
And his super emasculating wife. It's like, I don't want to be watching. Now, listen, maybe this is going to come off sounding misogynistic. It's not supposed to be, but guys are wired to be threatened and turned off by women that know more about tools or sports than them.
Yeah, there's some shady things going on behind the scenes in that dysfunctional family, tell you what.
Yeah, and I forgot about them. God, that was good stuff. Those commercials were so bad, though, that they were funny.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
I have somebody who's from a commercial who's possibly as annoying as Mr. ShamWow.
Okay.
The guy from Dollars for Gold and Turbo Sneak.
Dollars for Gold. We're going to kick you when you're down. Call 1-888-KICKING-YOU-WHILE-YOU'RE-DOWN. That's Dollars for Gold. I wonder who actually uses that service. And if... Would you drop your valuable gold in an envelope with the hopes of maybe one day seeing a check from this random company somewhere?
No. Seriously, how do they make their money? You could just go somewhere and give the gold and get it for full value. What do they get their gold for?
Yeah, I don't know. God, there must be some desperate people out. If you've got the energy to go find an envelope and a stamp and walk it over to the post office, you've got the energy to go to a pawn shop on 118th Avenue.
Or even a jewelry shop that'll melt it down for you.
Yeah. Dollars for gold. Forgot about that guy. Okay, you win.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Please drive through.
So there's actually Dollars for Gold home parties now where they will come out and
kick you while you're down?
Yep. Oh, totally. But it's like now it's a bunch of housewives sitting around getting all their gold weighed, and they'll tell you what it's going to be worth right then and there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is Dollars for Gold, God, that's not a local company, is it?
No, no, no. And in fact, there's like five or six different companies.
And they come to your house and they pay for your gold right then and there so that you can afford to buy corrective shoes for your child.
Exactly.
And maybe if there's
a service.
And maybe if there's enough left over, you could treat your family this Friday night to a Mr. Cup of Noodles.
Mr. Cup of Noodles.
This is a download from Sonic1029.com.
So I was listening to you guys talk about that dollars for gold guy.
Dollars for gold!
You know what I think that guy is up to? I think he's up to trying to take over the world.
You think?
Yeah, you know why? Because he's getting all these idiots to send him his gold in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just stockpiling it all for the next recession or really big global market crash. Because whenever markets crash, commodities like gold always go up.
Or maybe he's building himself the most elaborate, most ornate grill in the history of the world.
Yeah, he's doing it one pair of earrings and necklace at a time.
Yeah, he's getting himself totally grilled out. Now, the thing is, if I understand those commercials correctly, I put my gold in an envelope, I mail it to them, and then they decide what it's worth and mail me a check.
I know. I don't know. Like, honestly, this guy must be getting some in the mail because he affords to keep his commercials going. But who in the world, like, I want to know, who in the world is doing that? Because I see that commercial and I'm like, why would I do that? Like, they might not even give me actual fair value. Not to mention, they may just say they never got it.
Yes, so exactly.
Just, like, lost in the mail.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I would not trust our Canadian Postal Service, that's for sure.
Woohoo! I got $4 for my grandmother's Holocaust ring.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Hey, do it with me, okay?
Pardon me?
Do the dollars for gold for me.
Dollars for gold!
Yeah. Why does that turn me on?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
How's it going, Carter?
Good. How about you?
Good.
Good.
Got something that you can't look cool doing.
Sure. What have you got?
Walking around town in an Oilers jersey.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, you know what? They're going to try. Now, I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but I was talking with an Oilers fan a guy who calls himself an Oilers fan, and I think he is. But he was saying it's gotten to the point now where he's rooting for them to keep the losing streak alive because a win right now really doesn't mean a whole lot, and he's just finding the misery more amusing. Are you rooting for them to keep the losing skid alive now?
Not especially. No, I just more of a barb. It's not to the people. It's more of a barb to the most underachieving millionaires in Edmonton. That's what it's a barb at.
I have to think, though, if you're a guy like Sean Horkoff, though, and you're hauling down, what, Bryce, $7 million this season, you can't be feeling good about cashing those paychecks. And I don't care who you are, everybody deep down inside, you want to feel like you earned your paycheck.
It'd be hard to go out in public, especially if people recognize you. Like, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah. There is a prominent player, and I won't say who. I don't want to out this guy. Not that he's doing anything sinister, but I see him quite regularly. Him and I show up at the same place at the same time on a fairly regular basis. I've never spoken with him before. He's never spoken to me. But seriously, it's always head down, sunglasses on.
I bet.
It's like he wants... it would be exhausting. Can you imagine being Mac T last season?
Oh, and you know what? I was thinking about that, too. Can you imagine how Mac T feels right now? He's probably just totally vindicated, kicking back with his feet up going...
Yeah. I told you the problem was much deeper than me.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I can't imagine what that would have been like to be Craig McTavish. You just need to go to the grocery. You need to run into the Sobeys and pick up some pea soup and some cold cuts. And... You would have to wear like the A&W Root Bear costume just to get some stuff done because people would not leave you. Everyone would be telling you how to do your job.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Like, get the hell out of here.